Chapter 4, Body Dominant Performers. Being body dominant, simply put, means that the singer is overly focused on their body. Accordingly, they usually have the most memorable stage presence than either of the previous two groups. Generally, they're very particular about what they wear, their body shape, their style, and overall appearance, to the extent that it overshadows their vocal ability and freedom on stage. The main issue we're dealing with is physical freedom. Question to ponder: do I feel safe being seen? There are three different ways to experience the body dominant state: the action-oriented, the hider, and the disconnected. So we're going to take a look at these three extremes in detail and note that the other two groups, the mind and soul, both had two different kinds of singers. One was right-brained, one was left-brained. Now we're going to be dealing with two left-brained and one right-brain. Let's take a look. The action-oriented or left-brained extrovert. You are most likely an extrovert with an acceptable voice. Your main struggle is that you fixate on your body, which can upstage your overall presentation. For example, you place a high priority on choreography and thus neglect your song interpretation. You mistakenly believe that the show isn't what you do on stage, rather than how you sound on stage. Oftentimes, you experience nervous energy during a performance, like a shaky knee, wiggly leg, or arm that's noticeable to your audience. The origin of this excess energy, which isn't a tic, we'll discuss tics later, but this stems from your obsession with having complete control over your body. You may even find yourself in this state if you are a dancer who's still finding a comfort level with their voice. Also, if you're a visual learner, you may have tendencies towards this state because people who learn visually typically are more sensitive to the body language of others and of the appearance of things around them. So if I were to give you a visual example, picture someone, maybe a young man who's singing, but you really see more of him visually than you experience of his voice because he's kicking, he's bringing his arms up high in the air. He's doing so many movements that you don't really get to experience him as a singer. His body is upstaging him. And in my book, I have a diagram of a guy who you can tell he's moving because his arm is like crossing across his body. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with singing and dancing, but we want to be able to have the body in harmony with the voice and the mind. We want there to be balance. So it's an art to learn how to balance these things. If you're putting your arms way up high in the air, that's a big action. That's saying, hey, everyone look at me. If they're mid-level, that's not as big. And then if they're lower next to your legs, then that's small. I'm just giving you extra tips here, not found in the written book. I'm just letting you know that, you know, it's better to just stand there and sing and be in your body than go crazy with it if you do not want to upstage yourself. You don't want to upstage or you'll land in this stage. Anyone who is in this state is generally a fun performer to watch because you never know what he's going to do next. On stage, they burst with energy and have great presence. However, their weakness is that their body upstages their voice. Once they find a balance between the voice and body, they'll be on their way to vocal mastery. The hider. Left-brained introvert. You are the exact opposite of the action-oriented singer. You love to sing and also usually have a decent voice, but you're introverted and horrified of anyone watching you. You're just not comfortable in your body, and therefore you are afraid to lose control of it. This usually results in doing absolutely nothing while you sing, or appearing very stiff, practically frozen. Usually, you lack confidence in how you look, and so you sing from outside of yourself, focused on how you're appearing to others. As a result, your energy usually defaults into a nervous disarray of confusion on stage. This disarray may not always be visually obvious, but it's still felt in your vocal expression by the listener. Listeners won't usually know how to interpret this energy, so they may just begin to feel uncomfortable watching you, even though you're not really doing anything horribly offensive. You're just standing there. Most of us aren't always fond of watching ourselves on video, but you take this reaction to a whole new level. For example, if you were even asked to look at yourself in a mirror while you sing, you would refuse altogether, cringing at the thought. You somehow concluded that you're not worthy of being watched and oftentimes give up on performing altogether. The root of this kind of self-doubt usually stems from something much deeper within. Surprisingly, I've seen many singers suddenly flip from being an introverted body singer to an extroverted body singer. I've seen it happen to a singer while they were in mid-performance. When a singer experiences this kind of dramatic shift, it can be common for body tics to manifest. A twitchy knee, a sporadic arm fling, and a bouncy foot are all signs of this. What's happening here is that the body is finally coming out of its shell-seeking zone. Part of the mind is horrified and wants to maintain control, while the other part is thrilled and wants to be free. These mixed signals from the mind to the body result in random body tics. Now, you might be thinking, what is she talking about? But I've seen this, and I used to just think people were crazy. But when I started looking at the brain and how people react and respond from one extreme to another, it made sense. I'm going to give you an example. In my book, I have a fellow who's wearing shades, and he has a hat on, and he has a cigar in his hand. Bad boy. He's got like a jacket on. He's basically covered and he's hiding. If he were on stage singing, he'd probably be really stiff. But you can tell he's put a lot of thought into what he looks like on the outside, when in reality, he's just like, don't look at me. So I'm not talking about the cool ha 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 singers that are confident. I'm talking about someone who's literally hiding behind himself. He's hiding behind his clothes. Sometimes guitar players fall into this problem where they're hiding behind the guitar. And I'll take the guitar away from them and they'll be like, oh my God, I feel so naked. And I'm like, good, good. Let's see you now. And so sometimes this state isn't like a full-on huge thing. There's just elements of hiding. It's important for performers to look at, what am I really hiding behind? Am I one with my instrument, with my piano, with my guitar? Or am I hiding behind it? Out of the seven states of singers, those who find themselves in this area usually make the best recording artists. Once they're behind that microphone in a safe environment, they'll find the capacity within themselves to produce a great sound and are oftentimes known as the one-take wonders. The awkward right brain. Now, if you're in this state, then you're most likely not grounded and are somewhat flighty. You frequently have a good voice, but unlike the left brain singers who are obsessed with their bodies, you're not in touch with your body at all. You struggle with feeling uncoordinated and disconnected while on stage, particularly if you've been given choreography. You'd prefer to just sing, standing with limited movement, or make up your own movement on the fly. Since you might not be in touch with your body, you can frequently appear clumsy on stage, to the point of tripping and falling. You can also have visual quirks that aren't tics, just unsettled energy that results from not being in the body. It can take you longer to learn choreography, but once you learn it, it will be with you forever. That's your right brain working there. Despite your apparent challenge, you tend to have good stage presence. You're just not accessing your full potential because you're not connected to your body and making good use of its presence. You can make a decent recording artist, but would be phenomenal at it if you would fully embody and own your energy. In my book, I have a picture of a young lady who's kind of bent over and she's wearing shorts. She looks really awkward because even though she's not really concerned with her appearance, she's not in her body either. Like the left-brained introverts, who are the hiders, singers who fall into this state, the awkward state, they don't know how to fully own their energy and what they're actually projecting during a song or performance. However, the big difference between the two is that the awkward singers don't have the same level of awareness as the hiders. That means these guys they're just kind of floating around. So here's the summary for the body dominant singers. More than the average singer, the body dominant singers who work through their issues will likely become incredible dancers and possess the most stage presence because they've mastered how to be comfortable in their own skin. Once they're grounded, they can finally let their musical gift flow. 9 times out of 10, as they evolve, they spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, learning and perfecting movement that matches their spirit and voice. These moves become a natural part of their confident package and are an asset to their overall presentation as a performer.